वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। ये ऐसा ये लोगों को क्यों वंचित कर रहे हैं? हमारे तो पहले ही फैंस बहुत हैं। लगाओ उनके ऊपर लगाओ। हाँ बस थोड़ा हवा खाए सब लोग, ध्यान से सुनेंगे, थोड़ा हवा गिरेगा तो उधर ही डाल दो पूरा। सहजे विचित्र मधुर चैतन्य विहार वृंदावन दास मुखे अमृतेर धार। सो द फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर, चैप्टर 4, श्री माधवेंद्रपुरी डिवोशनल सर्विस। सो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ डिवोटीज आई एम गोइंग देयर टू उड़ीसा ऑन मंडे at Gadaigiri. You're not coming? So that is the birthplace of Gaur Govind Maharaj. And nearby I think is Choti Mangalpur is nearby, Gadaigiri only, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace is. By nature, Sahaje, Vichitra, Madhura. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are described here as wonderful and sweet. Sahaje Vichitra, Madhura Chaitanya Vihar. Vrindavana Dasamukhe Amritera Dhar. So through Vrindavan Das Thakur's mouth, when we hear these pastimes, it is like a flow of nectar. And so he is saying, in very conscious way, ata eva taha varnile hoye punarukti dambhakari varni yadi taiche nahi shakti. So he is feeling how I am repeating the same Gaur Leela, although Vrindavan Das Thakur has already described it. So sometimes when you repeat something, common people may misunderstand, thinking that was there any fault in the previous work, and because of that fault, now there a new attempt is being made. So therefore, the sensitivity of Vaishnava dealings is displayed here. That Vaishnavas, when they perform their seva, they are extremely sensitive to the needs and the feelings of the other devotees. And even if we are performing a service which is historically much later than someone who has done it before, even then the feelings of those Vaishnavas are considered. So what to speak of when you are performing devotional service at the same time as the other Vaishnavas. So basically, there is no need for Kaviraj Goswami to make all these apologies or preconditions or explain his position. Right, but it is a natural feeling which is arising. Ata eva taha varnile hoy punarukti. That he has already described it, I am repeating again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore he says, Dambhakari varniyadi taiche nahi shakti. So, if I am repeating the same thing, that would be dambha. That would be a display of pride. Because someone has already done it and I repeat it, the same thing. So what am I trying to prove? That I know better than him? Or there was some fault in his work? Or what exactly is going on here? That would not be a very good thing. So I do not have such powers. That's what he's saying. So therefore, while performing service, these are the two main challenges which we have to be careful about, which Kaviraj Goswami is revealing in verse number 6 and verse number 9, that we may perform devotional service, and if we perform devotional service well, then there may be a feeling of pride which may come in our heart. So that's the first enemy of devotional service. So that's what he's saying. Ata eva taha varnile hoy punarukti dambhakari. Dambhakari varni yadi taiche nahi shakti. So therefore, am I becoming proud that I am repeating this? No, it's not. He's saying that, you know, I humbly submit. Since these incidents have been nicely described, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing. This would not be very good. So I hope that while I am repeating some of these pastimes which Vrindavan Das Thakur already mentioned, I may not become proud. So he's praying for protection from pride. Any other prayers from Bhagavatam you remember? What Brahmaji says? Bolo, bolo, jor se bolo. Na Bharati me mrshopalakshati. So why? What is the basic idea of what Brahmaji's prayer is? That when I engage in the creation, then the process of creation may create some pride in my heart. And I may not become proud under the influence. Like that. So therefore, creation of a literary work, creation of any kind of universe. So creation basically is connected with the principle of pride. Because there is a mode of passion involved. So therefore, a devotee has to create super excellent things for Krishna, but at the same time, he has to continuously destroy the pride. So the creation and destruction must happen continuously. Creation of wonderful offerings for Krishna and destruction of pride as, you know, a concomitant accompanying factor, like that. So, even when Vyasdevji is presenting himself in front of Narad Muni, he is presenting himself in a very humble fashion, that I do not really understand what exactly needs to be done. And then Narad Muni is chastising him. And Narad Muni is telling him that basically this entire literature you have created is without any Krishna Katha as its basis or repetition. Right? Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobhate jnanamalam Niranjan. It is without Achyuta Bhav, and therefore it is not worthy. So therefore Vyasadeva is in a very humble mood, although he has created so many literatures. He has created practically everything, but still he is in that mood. Right? So similarly, Maharaj Parikshit is also in a mood of humility. Pibantam tvan mukham bhojam chutam hari kathamritam. He is saying. So therefore you just speak Harikatha, because I know I am very fallen, and in previously I had actually put snake around, but now I am not going to be inspired by such kind of anger like that. So therefore this pride is a very important element to be handled and taken care. Dambha. Okay. So therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Dambho, darpo, abhimanascha, krodha, parushyamevacha. Right? So sometimes we may start thinking that actually I am not proud, and all of these descriptions are for so and so Prabhu, who really needs to hear this. I hope he is hearing this. Or if he is not hearing this, someone should definitely give him the recording of this. Okay, so then sometimes we exclude ourselves from that description. So therefore, how do I know that there is Dambha, Darpa, Abhiman? What is the difference between Dambha, Darpa and Abhiman? How do you translate Dambha? How do you translate Darpa? And how do you translate Abhiman? So in this word, in this verse, the word used is Dambha. So what is the difference between the three? Are you are Vidyapid Baba. What is the difference between Dambha, Darpa and Abhiman? Yes. Take out Prabhupada's translation. So how does Prabhupada translate each? Dambha is pride. Darpa is conceit. And what is Abhiman? Dambha is pride. Darpa is what? Prabhupada's translation. Darpa is also, Prabhupada says, pride. And Abhiman? You don't have the verse in front of you? No. So what is he saying? Which translation are you looking at? Darpa is also pride. Are? Are Gita, Bhagavad Gita. You are seeing which thing? Acha, Google search. Hey Bhagwan. Huh. 16.4, yeah, I know. But what is the translation? Dambha is pride. Darpa is arrogance. Abhimana. Abhiman is conceit. So what is conceit, Madhu Madhav Prabhu? We need some English help. Cheat. Yeah, conceit, right. That means, you know, I want to show that I am better than what I am. Right. So Dambha is pride. Because of pride, it reflects in our dealings with others. Darpa. Arrogance, are you, what are you, man? Are you, what do you think you are? I am Vidyapeet wala, kyaival. Have you studied Bhagavatam? You know. Yeah. Abhiman. Abhiman is conceit. Right? Then I ask you a shloka. Oh, you are Vidyapeet, no, tell me this, no. No, no, this one. Very simple shloka. So, Prabhu, you don't know even this, Sarai. What is this? It is below my capacity to even tell this. Below my standard. So, Abhiman is conceit. So, when Dambha, Darpa, Abhimana, then once you cannot hide your conceit and when your reality is going to be exposed about your real position, then what rises within the heart? Krodha. Oh, that I am going to be exposed. And then when that rises further, that manifests on the tongue as Parushyam. Parushyam is harsh speech. So what we detect is harsh speech, and we go back. So we see, you trace back from Parushyam, you have Krodha. Krodha manifested because of Abhimana. That manifested because of Darpa. That manifested because of Dambha. So therefore, this is the whole family of Dambha. Family of pride. Hum do, hamare do. Dambha, Darpa, Abhimana, Krodha. And from that comes Parushyam. So therefore, we cannot hide this feeling of pride. It's not possible. So then the second challenge is, apart from pride, when we are dealing in any seva, the second challenge is offense, tendency to commit an offense. So therefore he's saying, Ata eva tarapai kuri namaskar tarapai aparadhana hauka amar. So is someone calling? What's going on? Huh? Oh, okay. So, Ata eva tarapai kori namaskar. He's saying, at his lotus feet I'm offering my obeisances. Tarapai apradana hauka amar. May I not commit offense at his feet. At offense at whose feet? Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, anyone has idea about the chronology of Kaviraj Goswami's appearance and disappearance and Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance and disappearance? So you can find that out. You know, I think you are quite eager for Google search. Nimai. Right? Nimai, what's your name? Padmamukh Prabhu. So you can find out, you know, when Vrindavan Das Thakur born and disappear, and when Kaviraj Goswami born and disappear. As you can start your research now, as I am continuing, then based on that I have a point to make. I will come back to that point. That is called Simhavalokan Nyaya. You have heard that. Go back and see a royal look back. The lion keeps walking and then he turns back to see what happened to the other guys. So very important point, that he is really begging to be protected from committing offense. So one must be very cautious not to transgress Vaishnav etiquette. Okay. So then the description begins of the installation of like Gopalji. As you know, Madhavendra Puri was living in that particular location in what is known as now Jatipura. So Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he gets a dream, and in that dream Lord Gopal manifests and tells him that you please install me. So Madhavendra Puri's pastime is a very important landmark pastime where we understand what is a standard for Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Because as you know, that the Madhva Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya connects at the point of Lakshmipati Tirtha. So various people comment that Lakshmipati Tirtha was the person who went to Ekachakra and took Nityananda Prabhu along with him. And then when Lakshmipati Tirtha took Nityananda Prabhu, and there you know, at some point, Lakshmipati Tirth was the personality who then ultimately, you know, connects with Madhavendra Puri. So, Ishwara Puri is the... Who's Ishwara Puri? What's... So then that line, Mahaprabhu joined. So Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, and then Lakshmipati Tirtha. So that's how Madhva and our Sampradaya connects. That's our understanding, which the Madhvas don't accept. And they have put on their, as their challenge also, on their website, on how ISKCON is not bona fide. And ISKCON has no, or the Gaudiya Sampradaya has no connection with Madhva tradition. So they have put one huge article with all references to prove that Gaudiya and Madhva have no connection. So far, since last 10 years since when that article has been posted, not a single ISKCON devotee has managed to gather sufficient scholarship to refute that. And it's still, you know, unchallenged. Unchallenged means acceptance. So how many of you feel that Gaudiya and Madhva have connection? How many of you feel? Raise your hand if you feel. Tum kya niche haath rakhe aise aise kar rahe hai? So if you feel Gaudiya and Madhva have connection, so that is the purpose of the Vidyapeeth, to train scholars to refute such claims. And what all of you are doing? So you are supposed to refute this. Go and see the website. Acha, our researcher, you can check this article also out. So there is one refutation from Narsingh Maharaj and his followers who have met at Srirangapatna. So they have created one refutation, but apart from that, no one has so far presented a refutation. So therefore, there is a whole question mark about the credibility of our Sampradaya, and that begins with, at this point, Sripad, Madhavendra Puri, and Lakshmipati Tirtha. So this is a very important event, because Sripad Madhavendra Puri's pastime is being spoken with great relish by Lord Chaitanya himself. So who's the speaker of this pastime? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is narrating this pastime to Lord Nityananda and other devotees, because he wants to establish what it means to be a devotee in this sampradaya. What are the qualities? What is the blueprint by which you understand such a personality? So therefore, the pastime of the installation of Sri Gopal comes. Yadyapi Gopala Sabha Anna Vyanjana Khaila Tara Harsha Sparshe Punah Temani Huila. So, Yadyapi Gopala Sabha Anna Vyanjana Khaila. So as soon as Lord Gopal was manifest from under the ground, all the Brajavasis, they brought unlimited offerings to offer to Lord Gopal. So Yadyapi Gopala Sabha Anna Vyanjana Khaila, although Lord Gopal with his, you know, vision was able to honor all of that bhoga which was offered, Tara hasta sparshe puna temani hoila. Although he touched it, but still everything remained as it is. So that's the power of Lord Krishna's, you know, honoring or partaking of any kind of prasad like that. So Krishna is inconceivable, and Krishna has unlimited power through all of his senses. And each sense, angani yasya sakalendriya, vrittimanti. All of his senses can perform the activity of all other senses. So that's what Prabhupada describes in the purport. So can anyone sort this out? Okay, so why don't you keep it with you only? And then, oh okay, near the speaker. Oh okay. So therefore, Prabhupada writes that takes the opportunity to explain the whole process of offering in this particular purport. The whole concept of worshipping deity and offering food to the deity, because through the deity, and that's for Madhvacharya specifically emphasized on worshipping deity and made rules that only the Acharya can worship the deity. Because depending on who is performing a certain activity, that particular activity gets its importance. So in Madhva Sampradaya, in Udupi, only the main Acharya can touch the deity and worship the deity. So that is Udupi Krishna's rules given by Madhvacharya ji. Right? But then in that case, you really cannot spread. And you just have to focus there only. But because Mahaprabhu's movement is to preach, so Prabhupada established deities everywhere. And when you have deities everywhere, then things also became more liberal. Anyone and everyone who is eligible to get Brahman initiated can worship the deities. Right? So each one has its advantages and disadvantages. But here, that's the main point being made. Iha anubhava kaila madhav gosai tarathani gopalera lukana kichunai. So that the Gopal deities are honoring the prasadam or honoring the bhoga was seen. Iha anubhava kaila madhav gosai. That means Madhavendra Puri could see that Lord Gopal is personally honoring this bhoga. He's actually directly in touch. Tarathani gopalera lukana kichunai. Because nothing was hidden from his purview. Because he was directly witnessing the Lord's beautiful pastimes, and he could see that the Lord is actually partaking of this and honoring this. So at this point, it is described that Lord Gopal, he mercifully allowed himself to be installed there by Madhavendra Puri. And the entire installation ceremony happened within half a day. Ek din udyoger aiche mahotsava koila. Gopala prabhave kichu na janila. Within one day of effort and planning, ek din udyoge aiche mahotsava koila. Such a big mahotsav happened within one day. How did it happen? Gopale Gopala prabhava hoye anyena janila. It happened everything by the effect of Gopal. So Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport in which he mentions several lessons. Ek din udyoge. That means generally the material understanding is the result depends on one's effort. If I put effort, I get result. If I don't put effort, I don't get result. So, for someone to install a deity, some minimum time is required. How come within one day, at night he's seeing the dream, he's getting the deities out, and immediately before noon, installation also happens. It's material calculation, it is impossible. Ek din udyoge aiche mahotsav koila, gopala prabhave hoy. It only happened by the influence of Lord Gopal. Gopal prabhave hoye anyena janila. No one else can understand this principle. It is not possible. It was only by the grace of the Lord. Right? So therefore in the Bhagavatam also, when it came to the pastime of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Ajagar Ashwamedhan Streen Gangayam Bhuri Dakshina. It is described that Yudhishthir Maharaj did not perform 99 horse sacrifices. Right? But although he performed very less horse sacrifices, still he got Aishwarya greater than that of Indra. Why? By Krishna's grace. Because Krishna intervened. By Krishna's grace it happened. And in the fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the descriptions of the Rudra Gitam, you know what is that shloka? Which describes the beauty of Lord Krishna. Huh? Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Saubhagam. There is something which describes Krishna's beauty. Huh? Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. So Krishna is an embodiment of all beauties put together. And what is the purport Prabhupada writes? What is Krishna's beauty? He gives credit to his devotees. That is the most beautiful aspect of Krishna. Sarva Saundarya Sangraham is a collection of all beauties. But what is the ultimate beauty of Krishna? He gives credit to his devotees. He loves when devotees are empowered more than him. So Krishna is always eager. That is the aspect of a beauty in one's personality. So therefore, as we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, you know, the proof of how we are becoming more and more beautiful is how we take pleasure in giving more credit to others. Like that. Sakshatena daya dekha parokshita daya ke bujite pare chaitanya chandrir maya. That's what Maharaj Parikshit is expressing, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not directly give me his, you know, darshan, but indirectly he gave me entrance, you know, into his beautiful pastimes by allowing me to see that how he's dancing with seven different groups. It is an inconceivable thing, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed me entrance into that. So he didn't give me directly, but indirectly. So he protected his devotees, but at the same time he gave me mercy. How beautifully merciful he is. So the various kinds of empowerment which the Lord gives to his devotee is an aspect of the Lord's sweet grace. He loves doing it. Krishna loves empowering his devotees. Right? And another pastime in the 10th canto, where, you know, our Nalakuver and Manigreev are in a state of great intoxication. Rudrasya anucharav bhutva sudripto dhanadatmajav kailas upavane vanyo mandakinyo madotkatav. This is called the tragedy of missed opportunities. Krishna mercifully gives us opportunities, but stupidity means to blow our opportunities away. Rudrasya anucharav. These two fools, they were actually followers of Rudra. They had a master as elevated as Rudra. Sudriptav dhanadatmajav. They had a father like Kubera. They had a residence like Kailash. And they were in a holy place like Mandakini. Mandakinyo madotkatav. And people go to Mandakini to purify themselves, and within Mandakini they are doing? Varunim madiram pitva. Mada ghurnita lochano. They are having party where? In Mandakini. Dusra koi club mila hi nahi unko. Pure brahmand mein wohi jagah mila unko. Varunim madiram pitva mada ghurnita lochano. And their eyes are rolling in that intoxication. Stri janair anugayat bhir cheratu pushpite vane. And although, you know, even that intoxication is not sufficient, they are also having beautiful apsaras with whom they are getting more intoxicated. Is it not? So which is more intoxicating, liquor or woman? अरे ऐसा स्टंट क्या देख रहा है भाई. विच इज मोर इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग, लिकर और वुमन? मे बी वुमन. हाँ, वॉट डज भागवतम से? यू ऑलरेडी फिनिश भागवतम. नो, वॉट डज भागवतम से? वॉट इज दर वॉट इज दैट पुरुरव? वॉट डज आई लगीत से? हाँ, कुछ कॉन्फिडेंस के साथ बोलो भाई. What does Kapila say? Balam me, Pashya Mayaya Strimaya Jaino Disham Ya Karoti Padakrantan Bhruvi Jrambena Kevalam. Bhagavatam ka shlok chun chun ka yaad karna chahiye. Balam me Pashya Mayaya. Who's telling? Kapila, to whom? His own mother. Oh my dear mother, see the power of my, you know, woman. Balam me paschamayaya stri maya jaino disham. I have created this power that even somebody who has conquered all the directions, ya karoti padakrantan. He can be a world conqueror, but when he comes in front of a beautiful woman, falls at her feet. Ya karoti padakrantan. पद आक्रांतान, उनके चरणों में वो गिर जाएगा. भ्रुवी जृंभ्रे न केवलम. ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड ही हैज यूज्ड हिज स्वॉर्ड टू डिफीट एंड किल पीपल, बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू द फीट ऑफ अ ब्यूटिफुल वुमन, द वुमन डजंट हैव टू टेक आउट हर स्वॉर्ड. ऑल शी हैज टू डू इज रेज हर आईब्रोस. बस. As soon as she raises her eyebrows, bruvi jrambrena kevalam, just by moving the eyebrows up and down, he just falls and surrenders. Sarvadharman parityajya. He surrenders. Like that. So therefore, he says that yata srishta srishta srishteshu कोनु अखंडित धीपुमान ऋषिम नारायणम ते योशिन मये हमायया. अमंगस्ट ऑल क्रिएशंस द मोस्ट पावरफुल इज सृष्ट सृष्ट सृष्टेशु कोनु अखंडित धीपुमान. वेर इज दैट पर्सन क्रिएटेड हुज इंटेलिजेंस विल नॉट बिकम बेविल्डर्ड बाय द साइट एंड द एसोसिएशन ऑफ वुमन. Except one person. Who's that? Rishim Narayanam Mrte Yoshin Mayyeha Mayaya. So these are all powerful warnings given in the Bhagavatam. Right? And there is a verse which says that what is that? Who does the body belong to? Huh? अरे नहीं बाबा, मैं श्लोक का पहला लाइन पूछ रहा हूं. नो 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 नो, दैट इन दिस ही सेज दैट ही इज आस्किंग वेरियस क्वेश्चंस, राइट? निशेक्तुर मातुर एववा मातुर पितुरवा बलिनो. सो ही सेज वेरियस पर्सनालिटीज क्लेम प्रोप्राइटरशिप ओवर दिस बॉडी, राइट? एंड मेनी टाइम्स वी फील दैट द बॉडी बिलोंग्स टू मी. हाँ. And the body is claiming, the soul is claiming the body belongs to me. The relatives are claiming body belongs to me. The master is claiming body belongs to me. The wife is claiming body belongs to me. Right? పిత్రోహ కిం స్వం, ఐ జస్ట్ వాంట్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఓన్లీ. పిత్రోహ కిం స్వం ను భార్యయా స్వామినో అగ్నే శ్వగ్రద్రయో కిమాత్మానం కిం సుహృదాం ఇతి యోనవసీయతే. లేకిన్ ఎవరెవరైనా టచ్ మే నహీ హై లేకిన్ థోడా థోడా యాద్ ఆతా హై గుజరా జమానా. కిం ఆత్మానం కిం సుహృదాం ఇతి యోనవసీయతే. రైట్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? పిత్రోహో పేరెంట్స్ సే మేరా బేటా హై. శాదీ హోనే కే బాద్ వైఫ్ క్యా బోల్తీ హై? మేరా పతి హై, ఆప్కా బేటా నహీ. సో దేర్ ఇస్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఆన్ ప్రొపరైటర్షిప్. స్వామినో, బాస్ బోల్తా నౌకరీ మే అరే మే పగార్ దే రహా హూ ఇస్లియే తేరా జిందగీ చల్ రహా హై. అగ్ని హే, అగ్ని బోల్తా తుమ్ లోగ్ క్యూ ఝగడా కర్తే హో, లాస్ట్ మే తో మేరే పాస్ ఆనా హై. శ్వ, హా జిస్కా విధివత్ సంస్కార్ నహీ హోతా, కుత్తా వెయిట్ కర్ రహా హై ఉస్కే లియే. గృద్ధ్రయో గిద్ధ, కిం ఆత్మానం కిం సుహృదాం ఇతి యో న వసీయతే. అప్నా క్యా హై, పరాయా క్యా హై, దోస్త్ క్యా హై, దుష్మన్ క్యా హై, కోయి సమజ్ నహీ పాయా. దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ లైన్ బతావ్. తస్మిన్ కలేవరే మధ్యే తుచ్ఛనిష్టే విషజ్యతే అహో సుభద్రం సునసం కిం ముఖం చ సుస్మితం చ ముఖం స్త్రియం. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద క్యాచ్ లైన్. తస్మిన్ కలేవరే మధ్యే, ఆల్దో మేధ్యే యాక్చువల్లీ, రైట్, తస్మిన్ కలేవరే మేధ్యే దిస్ బాడీ ఈస్ అబామినబుల్. తుచ్ఛ, తుచ్ఛ నష్టే విషజ్యతే, తుచ్ఛ తుష్ట నిష్టే విషజ్యతే. ఇట్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ అబామినబుల్ and very low class and fallen, but still we know about this philosophically. This body is abominable, will be burnt, iska koi apna nahi paraya nahi, this that, philosophically everything is convincing, but as soon as the face of a beautiful woman comes in front of us, aho subhadram, what a beauty, sunasam, what a beautiful nose, susmitam, what a smile, కిం ముఖం స్త్రీయం, అండ్ ఆల్ ఫిలాసఫీస్ ఫర్ గాటన్, అండ్ దిస్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దాట్స్ హౌ అవర్ నలకువేర్ అండ్ మణిగ్రి విత్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇంటాక్సికేషన్ గాట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. వారుణి మదిరాం పీత్వా మదా ఘూర్ణితలోచనౌ స్త్రీజనైర్ అనుగాయద్భిర్ చేరతు పుష్పితే వనే. Right, so at one point I had collected more than 100 verses from Bhagavatam on all this theme, protecting from woman, like that. So you can add in one of your Bhagavatam, you know, for brahmacharis project. So knowing all the verses also, you can get trapped. So you have to be careful. Don't think, oh, now I know everything. So therefore, స్త్రీ జనైర్ అనుగాయద్భిర్ చేరతు పుష్పితే వనే అంత ప్రవిశ్య గంగాయాం అంభోజ వనరాజిని చిక్రీడుతుర్ యువతిభిర్ గజావ్ ఇవకరేణుభిర్. నోయింగ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ది ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు ద మందాకిని, స్టార్టెడ్ ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ దీస్ గర్ల్స్ విత్ ఆల్ ద లోటసెస్. దోస్ లోటసెస్ కుడ్ బి యూస్డ్ ఫర్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు కృష్ణ, బట్ దే వర్ నాట్ యూజింగ్ దట్ లోటస్ టు ఆఫర్ అండ్ వర్షిప్. They were using lotus as a means to enjoy themselves. Chikriditur yuvatibir gajav ivakarenubir. As elephant plays with other she-elephants, they were playing like this. So, this scene was going on. At that point, who entered? Narad Muni. So, when Narad Muni entered, these two fellows are thinking, why he came here? And rather than Narad Muni becoming offended, they felt offended. That, why sannyasi should come here? This is not his place. This is not ashram. Why he came? Why is he disturbing us? Tau drishtva madira mattau stri madandhau suratmajau. Stri madandhau. Those who were intoxicated by attachment for enjoyment for women. Stri madandhau suratmajau. Although they were the sons of demigod, they were behaving like asuras. Tayor anugrahaarthaya, in order to deliver them. Shapam dasyam idam jagau. He gave shrap. And asatah srimadandhasya daridryam paramanjanam. And he's saying that amongst the greatest anjan, the greatest eye surgery for them is daridryam. Asatah srimadandhasya srimadandhasya daridryam paramanjanam. So the greatest intoxicating and blinding factor is Shri Lakshmi. So if Lakshmi is the greatest blinding force, the most powerful force to reveal vision is daridryam, is poverty. Therefore, he cursed them. So when Damodarji was taking, you know, we are in Damodar temple, right? Dada Damodar temple. So when Damodar Bhagavan was taking the, you know, ukhal, so suddenly he remembered, Devarshi me priyatamo. That Devarshi is my great devotee. Yadimo dhanadatmajau. So therefore he said that I have to now deliver them. I have to deliver because it was the verse of Rishir Bhagavat Mukhyasya Satyam Kartum Harer Vacha. Rishir Bhagavat Mukhyasya, from his mouth these words have come that Lord will deliver you. Right? Jagama Shanakaitasya Yasyartam Yamalarjunav. So he started moving towards where the Yamalarjun trees were there. So therefore, sadhunam samachittanam sutaramat kratatmanam darshanam no bhaved bandha pumsa akshnor savituryatha. This is the power of coming in contact with a devotee, that when you come in contact with a devotee, even if one is in an intoxicated state, liberation is guaranteed. Sadhunam samachittanam sutaramat kratatmanam. If you come in contact with sun, sunlight is guaranteed. Darkness cannot stay. As darkness cannot stay in the association of light or in the presence of light, bondage cannot exist in presence of a Vaishnava. That's the idea. Sadhunam samachittanam sutaram mat kritatmanam darshanam no bhavet bandhah pumsah akshnor savituryatha. Just as the eyes is troubled by darkness, but as soon as light comes, the darkness cannot remain. The sunlight will not allow darkness to stay. Like that, a Vaishnav cannot allow bondage to exist. So by whatever means one comes in contact with the Vaishnav, he has to become liberated. So that's the power of a devotee. And therefore, Krishna is always favorably inclined to favor his devotee. And that's what happens in the Damodar Leela also. So therefore, this is the first lesson in this. Ek din udyoga eche mahotsav kaila gopala prabhave hoy anyana janila. By Krishna's grace, impossible becomes possible. The second lesson is, Krishna's mercy is accessed by sincerity and submissiveness. How do you access Krishna's mercy? Through sincerity and submissiveness. So Prabhupada writes that if the preachers of Krishna consciousness movement are sincere, then Krishna's power will always be with them, without fail. So all we have to do in our Krishna consciousness is be sincere. Ek din udyogi aiche mahotsava koila. You may think, how will I perform this service? How it is possible? How I am going to preach? How I am going to attract people to Krishna consciousness? So whether it is preaching or your service or your this or that, we have got into ISKCON so that we can start analyzing life beyond our limited powers. Krishna consciousness begins when we stop depending on our limited intelligence and finite intelligence for calculating and analyzing every situation. Because with our finite intelligence, how much can we understand? So therefore, we have to learn dependence on Krishna. Sundari Raghunathasya Surastri Dukkha Shantaye Dashananasya Bhavane Dashamasan Niveshayan. And that's what Hanumanji tells Mother Sita. Mother Sita is telling Hanumanji, you want me to jump across the ocean, but my Lord has descended to actually demonstrate the power of dependence. I want to demonstrate dependence. So therefore, a time will come when you have to actually increase your dependence more and more on Krishna, because you will just be overwhelmed by too many things. And by regular, you know, methodical planning, all your plan-making enterprises will fail. So therefore, the difference between material life and spiritual life is we are representing Krishna and Krishna's desires and his mission. And many times Krishna's plans for us are larger than what we had imagined or dreamed for ourselves. So if Krishna has a larger dream for you, then you have to become a sincere and submissive instrument to allow Krishna to manifest his plans through you. Which may be overwhelming, but it's our duty to increase our dependence and allow Krishna to overwhelm us with his mercy. Because as you know, Shroto Ganat Tamaranam Bhajavasudevam. What is that first verse, first line? Yat Pada Pankaja Palasha Vilasa Bhaktya. So what is that analogy described in that verse? The river is going into the ocean. And as the river is going into the ocean, the waves of the ocean are going over the river, and that's how the river becomes overflooded. So the material desires can't be stopped, but they need to be overwhelmed with spiritual desires. So either you need to be overwhelmed by Krishna, or we'll be overwhelmed by Maya. So that's the second point. That Krishna's mercy is accessed by sincerity and submissiveness. Okay, third point. What is the third point? Third point is, Prabhupada mentions, what is the formula for success in Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada says the formula for success is perform service without leaving association of devotees. If you simply continue to serve without leaving the association of devotees, success is guaranteed. How do you explain this? Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoye eyabhilash. Why the desire to leave the association of devotees comes? It comes mainly because our false ego gets affected very badly. So, when Bhakta Sanivas happens, then we are literally in a state of transparency. All of our activities are directly seen, perceived, understood, processed, analyzed, and judged by the association of devotees. So, unless one has the humility to accept oneself as he is, after some time, it will become difficult for him to be in the association of devotees. So therefore, the desire to leave the association may manifest in such cases. because one wants to perform, do his own thing, his own activity. So therefore, Prabhupada says, Bhakta Sanivas means they cannot go outside Krishna consciousness society or movement. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously, it will be successfully done. There is no question of estimating how this will happen. Without a doubt, it happens by Krishna's grace. So the challenge with the false ego is that when the superiority of our identity is challenged, then the false ego, it starts really shivering in great fear. And that is the time when we really must humble ourselves and allow ourselves to be with the devotees, although one may go through that pain. Tadastume natha sabhuri bhaga bhavitravanyatra tuvatirascham yenaham ekopi bhavat jananam bhutva nisheve tava pada pallavam. After having committed mistake, it is even more difficult to be with the same people. So therefore, Brahmaji's prayer is very significant. After being humbled, Brahmaji is saying that I just do not want to have this position of Brahma. Bhavetra vanyatra tuvatirascham. May I be one of amongst your devotees or even animal in the house of your devotees. Yenaham ekopi. If I am just one amongst all of them, bhutva nisheve tava pada pallavam, I get the opportunity to taste the dust of your devotees' feet, of your feet, serve you. So Brahmaji went through a humbling experience, but he continued serving the Lord with the same kind of enthusiasm. So this is a very important point, that in the association of devotees, there will be opportunities for repeatedly being humbled. But when we go through humility, such opportunities of being humbled, we should take it as an opportunity to grow. So the false ego suffers, but the soul actually is blissful. And it is very difficult to perceive that bliss of the soul, because the false ego, just like a very strong tumor, is being cut. So when the tumor is being cut, the act of cutting the tumor is painful. But the effect of cutting that tumor is it enhances the health. So therefore, the association of devotees is a very critical ingredient for protecting us and keeping us in good health in Krishna consciousness. Sabhe vasi krame krame bhojan korila brahman brahmane gane aage khoyela. Everyone was made to sit during the feast as Gopal was served. And, all of these brahmanas were made to serve first. Annagrita dadi dugda gramiyat chila gopaler aage lok aniya dhorila. Everyone brought all kinds of items for Lord Gopal. And the kind of items is described. Anna, grita, dadhi, dugdha, gramiyata chila. Whatever they had in their house, they brought for the Lord. Gopalera aage lok aniya dhurila. They brought it and gave it for the Lord's presence. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that ISKCON worldwide must follow Shripad Madhavendra Puri's standard. And what is Shripad Madhavendra Puri's standard? That the best available we try to offer to the Lord. So deity worship means offering the best you have for Krishna. That's the standard for deity worship. So three things are primary in deity worship. The first is punctuality. The second is cleanliness. And the third is attention or gorgeousness. So to the extent one has the best possible efforts, whatever we have. So Prabhupada says in the purport that it must be nutritious, offerable food for the Vaishnava, you know, bhoga for the deity. And Prabhupada says, when people take to eating only prasadam offered to the deity, all the demons will be turned into Vaishnavas. And by this we can take over government. Government will also be turned over. Why? Because when people are Krishna conscious, whom they will elect? Krishna conscious man is liberal well-wisher of everyone. Such men should head the government. So this was Prabhupada's faith in the power of prasadam distribution. Right? So, Brajavasi Loker Krishne Sahaje Priti Gopalera Sahaja Priti Brajavasi Priti. So this is a natural reciprocation between Gopal and the Brajavasis. That Brajavasis had natural affection for Gopal, that is described. Brajavasi Loker Krishne Sahaje Priti Gopalera Sahaja Priti Brajavasi Priti. And Gopal also had a natural, you know, attraction and spontaneous attachment towards the Brajavasis. So Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport in this, that what is the standard for dharma, standard for religion? Standard for religion is there must be spontaneous love for God. When there is a spontaneous love and affection for the Lord, that's the standard of religion. Standard of religion is not that, oh, my father told me you must do an offering of aarti to the deities, so therefore I am offering. Religion is not, I have been told by my forefathers, do this pindadan, or do this worship, or do this puja, or do Janmashtami Abhishek every year at midnight. So that's what we considered religion. That was not sahaja. So therefore, the verse here is very important, which says, Brajavasi Loker Krishne Sahaje Piriti. Brajavasi means anyone who has sahaja. Sahaja. Ja means to be born. That priti which is born along with your existence. Nobody has to come and legislate and tell, now worship, don't worship. No. So Gopalera Sahaja Priti Brajavasi Priti. And Gopal also has a spontaneous attraction and attachment towards such Brajavasis. So therefore, if we develop that kind of love and affection, then the reciprocation will be proper. Right? So therefore, this is a very important verse about the experience. So ek ek Brajavasi, ek ek Gabhi Dila, Sahasra Sahasra Gabhi Gopaler Hoila. Each Brajavasi came and gave one cow, and suddenly Gopal had thousands and thousands of cows in no time. Because all of them came and gave their offering to Lord Gopala. So Prabhupada mentions that this is how traditional society was, that the temple would be the center of offerings for the entire society. Everyone would come and offer. Like in Udupi, during Pejavaramat Swami's installation, as in his Parayaya, we saw there was a huge ground filled with offerings which were brought from all villages, thousands of villages from nearby. So that's what a temple should do. We have built a beautiful temple. Deities are beautiful. Hardly anyone comes to offer anything. Ek ek Brajavasi, ek ek Gabhi Dila. Each Brajavasi came and offered one cow. Right? Sahasra sahasra Gabhi Gopale Rahuila. That's how temples would be maintained. People would spontaneously come and they would give. So people say, how is Krishna consciousness practical? Yes, we are transforming the heart. Because when you transform the heart, a greed-free heart and a spontaneously charitable and generous heart would solve all economic problems, because 98% of the world's wealth is held by, you know, 90% of the world's wealth is held by 10% of the people. And they are not willing to release it because there is greed. So therefore, this verse carries the seed for solution to all the economic problems. Ek ek brajvasi, ek ek gabhi dila. The ability to give is a sign of good health. And otherwise, when people are in the mood of just taking and taking and taking, it's not that they need it. No, it's a disease. It's a disease. And that disease is what is described in the Phalastuti of Rasalila. Vikriditum vrajabadhubi ridam cha vishnoho shraddhan vitonu shrunyad atha varnayetya. Then, bhaktim param bhagavatim pratilabhya kamam hrid rogam ashu apahinoti achirena dhira. So, hrid rogam is this, the heart disease. And what is that hrid rogam? It is not the external palpitations of the heart which is caught by the cardiograph. Hrid rogam is the desire to devour more and more for one's own possession, aggrandizement and fulfillment of greed. And that's what the Brajavasis are freed from. They see property, they see objects, they see all wealth as opportunities to offer to Krishna and please Krishna. Ek ek brajvasi, ek ek gabhi dila. So it doesn't literally mean that everyone just brought one only. It means minimum one. Who had nothing, who had two cows, he came and gave one. That is what it means. So it doesn't mean somebody has 1,000, he comes and gives one. Sahasra sahasra gabhi gopale rahoila. So at this point, Madhavendra Puri installs the deity of Shri Gopal. And then it is described, Saidui shishyakari seva samarpila, Raja seva hoye purir ananda badhila. Raja seva hoye, and it was a grand standard of worship. Raja seva hoye purir ananda badhila. So Raja seva means everything was worshipped royally. Royally means, you know, six offerings, six aartis like our minimum. Every offering, you know, has chappan bhog. And all the dresses are gorgeously made with jewels and gold. And it's all gold embroidered, diamond and pearls and rubies and emeralds, studded. You know, offered to the Lord. Mukuts all filled with all kinds of precious jewels, things we cannot even imagine. Prabhupada said in ISKCON, never keep original jewelry. Prabhupada specifically said, keep duplicate mal. Because we have no control over our, you know, who is coming from different places and how services change. One pujari comes, then he goes, somebody else comes, he goes. So in such scenario, you cannot keep very expensive jewelry. In traditional temples, there is family. And those family hand over to the next family like that. So then it remains secure. Right here, there is no security in any of the temples and everything. In Chaupati temple, somebody came and stole away the, you know, flutes from deity room. You can't even play those flutes. So he took away those flutes, thinking it is silver. It was not even silver. You know, it was all duplicate only. So therefore, here it is described, Raja Seva Hoye. What? I mean, that kind of worship, it is something we cannot imagine. Raja Seva Hoye Purir Ananda Bahila. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions how he entrusted the worship to his disciples, and they were worshipping these deities very beautifully. But at this point, again, Madhavendrapuri gets a dream, and Gopalji manifests in the dream again. And Gopalji tells Madhavendrapuri that I am feeling extremely hot and I want you to get Chandan from Malaya. So please go. So now this is the catch. You know, deities have been installed and Madhavendrapuri is so blissfully, you know, observing the wonderful worship which is happening and everything going on beautifully. Who wants to leave just after the deities have been installed and everything is beautifully being worshipped? But Lord is saying, no, I want you to get Chandan from Malaya. So he has to travel all the way from Vrindavan to Puri. So at this point, Madhavendrapuri is doing that. So Ayachita Vritti Puri Virakta Udas Ayachita Paile Khana Nahe Upavas. So Ayachita Vritti. So now the entire pastime is now being prepared for the stealing of the sweet rice or the kheera. So before we misunderstand, Madhavendrapuri's personality is being described. What was he? Ayachita Vritti Puri. He would follow the principle of Ayachita Vritti. He will not beg. Whatever comes my way, I will accept it. Ayachita Vritti Puri. Virakta. He was renounced. And he was Udasa. Udasa doesn't mean like sad. It means Udasin. Not caring. Not making plans. Ayachita Paile. And whatever he obtained without begging specifically, khana nahi upavas. And if he did not get it, fast. So his standard was never ask for food. If food came on its own, accept it, take it. Otherwise, leave it. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions, Paramahamsa is a humble servant, not caring for eating or sleeping. Like that. Dayaram Prabhu mentions his story. He went to Vrindavan to become Babaji one time. Because he became fed up with management in Mayapur and he thought, enough of management. I'll go and become Babaji. So he went there and then he was just studying Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam. And then he went, they said, you have to go and beg Madhukari. So when he went begging Madhukari, they gave roti. And along with roti, they gave such hot chutney. You know, when he ate it, he got such an indigestion. The loose motion didn't stop only for days together. So he forgot his Babaji business, caught the train back to Mayapur. And after coming back to Mayapur, when he had the chawal and shak, then everything stopped. So that was the last he tried for any Babaji business. So he said in ISKCON, we are so spoiled with prasadam at the right time that our plans for Babaji are finished for this life. It's practically impossible. But Madhavendrapuri was like on a very, very transcendental platform. Ayachita Vritti, that's what it means. So now it is described that how you can be Ayachita Vritti. Because you have to be satisfied. What is that satisfaction? Premamrte tripta. Kshudha trishna nahi badhe. Kshir ichha hoile tahe mane apradhe. So he was premamrta tripta. Completely satisfied in his prema. Premamrta tripta. Kshudha trishna nahi badhe. So he did not experience the trishna as a bandhan or an obstacle. But still, because at that point when he saw the pujari bringing the sweet, the kheera, like kshira is condensed milk, sweetened condensed milk to offer to the Lord, Madhavendrapuri just thought, if only I can have this particular taste, so that I can make similar for my Gopal. So, but just by thinking, kshir ichha hoile, tahe mane apradhe. He considered that to be an offense. So that's the difference between the vision of a devotee and the vision of a materialist. So what is the vision of a materialist? That jagat janamayam lubdham kamukam kamini mayam. Jagat janamayam lubdham. If a person is greedy, he sees everything as an opportunity to fulfill his greed. If someone is lusty, he sees everything as an opportunity to fulfill his lust. Jagat janamayam lubdham kamukam kamini mayam. Whereas a devotee, he sees everything as an opportunity for serving Krishna. Everything as an opportunity. As a paraphernalia. Like that. So therefore, at this point, Madhavendra Puri was so strict that he considered my even contemplating to taste that sweet rice was an offense. So what does he do? Gramera shunya hatevasi korena kirtan etha pujari karayala thakureshen. So he went to Gramera shunya hate, in a secluded place. Gramera shunya hatevasi korena kirtan, and he started doing kirtan there in that corner. Secluded place. Etha pujari karayala thakureshen. At that point the pujari came to put the Lord to rest. And as he was doing that, so Prabhupada writes in the purport, okay, Paramahamsa may not be interested in eating and sleeping, but he should be interested in chanting. So therefore, Gramer Shunya Hatevasi Korena Kirtan. So although he was not interested in Ayachita Vritti, he was not interested in eating, sleeping. But days when we are not eating and sleeping, we also stop chanting. Right? So therefore, we should increase our chanting. So on absolute platform, each of the nine processes identical. So the Lord at that point manifests in the dream of that pujari and then reveals to the pujari that he has actually taken one pot out for Madhavendra Puri. So this is the catch. That Madhavendra Puri did not know that the Lord is doing this. But the Lord himself did that. So just imagine what a great honor and privilege it is that the Lord is personally stealing for the Lord. For his devotee. So what an honor it will be. Just imagine today, in today's times, if any of the ISKCON devotees, you know, experience situation like this, where the Lord is stealing for your sake. For your sake, the Lord steals Mahaprasad and keeps it aside. It will become like the most sensational story in the whole world. क्या हो गया भाई सेंसेशन हो गया क्या सो द पुजारी कम्स आउट एंड देन ही स्टार्ट सर्चिंग एंड ही फाइंड्स दैट देयर इज वन पॉट केप्ट राइट देयर एंड द पुजारी वाज आल्सो ऑनेस्ट गाय Because without the pujari's honesty, this pastime could not have been revealed. So a very important factor and tribute no one gives to the pujari is that he was honest. He was honest and he was humble. He was honest about what happened and he was humble that although I have been serving their lordships for so many years, the Lord never did anything for me like this. But he has decided to be merciful to this unknown person whom I don't even know from which place he came and which place he is going. But to a third party, my worshipable deities are so merciful who several generations of my family have been worshipping. So it requires humility to accept that the Lord is autocratic in his deciding to give mercy to different people. So he went out with that kshira. Otherwise he could have just drunk that kheer there only. And saying that, no, oh, that dream may not have been bona fide, you know. I may be speculating. I only forgot probably. It's okay, everything is offered. Now this is for me. Right? So therefore it requires honesty and humility to accept others' spiritual advancement. So each one of us will be tested. Right? So for putting our tilak, we use small mirror. But the biggest mirror the Lord will put in front of us are the other Vaishnavas. The other devotees who supersede us in the very activities we feel we are privileged to perform. That will be the darpan where I will be forced to see the level of my own purity. So therefore, this pujari has been serving for so long Gopal deities, our Gopinath deities. But Gopinath never did anything special and extraordinary for this pujari. But Gopinath did something really special for Madhavendrapuri. So many times it may happen that, you know, we use the mundane formula, I work and therefore I get reward. So you may keep slogging and serving in one particular way or in one particular place, and someone else comes in and gets all the mercy. And you may think, hey, what is this going on? How can Krishna do this? Krishna only can do this. And Krishna only will do this. Because Krishna is Tribhanga. He is not straight. He is crooked. So how he decides to give mercy and how he decides to, you know, give opportunities to different devotees at different times, by that he humbles us, because we may think that I can perform this activity because of my skills, and then Krishna reveals, no, anyone can perform this activity by my mercy. When it comes to skills, then individual karma is responsible. But when it comes to mercy, Krishna creates the qualification by distributing his mercy in the most unimaginable, partial manner. So therefore, this particular moment is a very important moment where the pujari who has been serving Gopinath is coming face to face with the special, specific mercy being distributed by Lord Gopinath to his devotee Madhavendrapuri. So to experience the taste of sweetness of that, you know, sweet rice, one has to understand that we have to become purified to be able to experience the tasteness of bhakti. Kshiralha eyyara naam Madhavpuri, tomar lagi Gopinath kshir koila churi. Please take this, you know, sweet kheer, kshir, kshiralha. Holding the pot of sweet rice, the priest called. Yara naam Madhavpuri. Who is this Madhavpuri, Madhavendrapuri? For you, toma lagi Gopinath kshir koila churi. Gopinath has stolen kheer for you. You can see this pujari is a pure devotee. He is feeling blissful that someone is receiving Gopinath's mercy. So Krishna's activities are absolute. And therefore they are all good. So Prabhupada takes an opportunity to establish Krishna's absolute position. That usually when it comes to, you know, stealing and all that, it's not considered very positive and noble. But when Krishna steals, it's absolute and it's all worshipable. right? So therefore, all of Krishna's pastimes, which are described in the Shastras, they are on the absolute platform. In the first canto Bhagavatam, Kauravendra Purastrinam Sarvashruti Manoharaha. What is the first line? Anyonyan Asita Sanjalpa Uttama Shloka Vartayam. Kauravendra Purastrinam Sarvashruti Manoharaha. The ladies were just describing Krishna's glories in simple language, but it was more attractive than Vedic hymn. Sarvashruti Manoharaha. So therefore, evam sandarshitam harina brityavashyata svavashenapi krishnena yasyedam sa ishwaram. That Krishna is controlled by his devotee's love. And that is the ultimate as far as Krishna is concerned. So therefore, at this point it is described that Madhavendra Puri was not coming forward. So then the pujari thought, oh, because it is stealing, he is feeling a little hesitant to come forward. Because he may be afraid that, you know, who has stolen the kheer? Who has stolen the kheer? Oh, by hearing the word stealing, he is afraid. Thinking that, arey, main bhi phas jaunga kuch. Chori ka mamla hai. Kshir laiya sukhe tumi karah bhakshane, toma samabhagyavan nahi tribhuvane. So this pujari is establishing, declaring, toma samabhagyavan nahi tribhuvane. There is no one who is as fortunate as you. Okay. So therefore Prabhupada says, even the Lord's criminal activities make a devotee most fortunate. To receive the Lord's mercy is the sign of the greatest fortune. That is the greatest fortune, that someone receives the Lord's mercy. Right? So therefore now it is described that etashuni puri gosai parichaya dila kshir diya pujari tare dandavat koila. So the pujari offered this kheer and offered dandavats to Madhavendra Puri. Why dandavat? Lord Gopinath has stolen for such a person. Prema dekhi sevak tahe vismay hoya krishna ye ihara varsha. Krishna ye ihara varsha hoya thochit. He understood. He was thinking, who is this person for whom Gopinath has stolen? Because sometimes when Krishna decides to glorify somebody, or Krishna decides to empower somebody, and Krishna's decision does not match our expectation, many times we are also doubtful. Is it really, you know, the right decision made by Krishna? That such a person has become so empowered, so famous, so strong, so powerful, so popular, so influential. Prema dekhi sevaka, sevaka kahe hoiya vismit. So this pujari also must be having some feeling that, who is this person for whom Gopinath has stolen? Hey, main nahi tha kya? Ye kaun aa gaya kahan se, dusre bahar gaon wala? But then when he saw Krishna ye ihara vasha hoy yathochit, just by seeing Madhavendra Puri, he realized, oh, this person is dripping through every pore of his body with prema. Prema is dripping from every pore of Madhavendra Puri's existence. Krishna ye ihara vasha hoy yathochit. This person has controlled Krishna, that's for sure. Right? Just by seeing, he got that faith like that. So at this point, the word starts spreading, because this pujari He is only the one source who knows this, what happened. And the pujari guest cannot keep things to himself. Why? Because he has seen Krishna's mercy in action. So when you see Krishna's mercy in action, you cannot keep quiet. That is preaching. Preaching means your inability to keep Krishna's inconceivable potencies and mercies and his pastimes to yourself, because you are so overwhelmed by Krishna's inconceivable ways that you have to share it and broadcast to others because you are excited. So therefore one cannot really preach effectively till one is sufficiently excited by Krishna's inconceivable ways of sharing grace with this world. Pratishthara bhaye puri gela palaya. Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange gadaya. So Madhavendra Puri became very afraid of pratishtha. Pratishthara bhaye puri gela palaya. He ran away from that place because he saw that everyone is getting into the mood to worship. Hare, Gopinath stole for him. Gopinath stole for him. Gopinath stole for him. And they were ready to make a temple for him. Pratishthara bhaye puri gela palaya. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about Madhavendra Puri. Because he became so afraid of pratishtha, he ran from there. Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange gadaya. But devotee will run away from fame. But fame will chase the devotee. Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange gadaya. Right, therefore, pratishtha is considered to be a lady. Pratishtha, nari, always she is unmarried. Why? Because devotee, she is trying to marry a devotee, but devotee is running away from her. And demons are approaching her and she is running away from demons. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri is running away and he goes to the next village. When he goes to the next village, people are already standing with garlands, with worship, paraphernalia, because they have heard about it. So he runs to the next village and next village. So this shows that a pure devotee runs from personal fame, but runs towards his devotional service. And all of this fame and his personal receiving of mercy from Gopinath has not made Madhavendra Puri forget his mission. So therefore a devotee should never be intoxicated that he forgets his service and his mission. And pratishtha or fame, it is more intoxicating than cocaine, than all kinds of drugs like that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now starts giving concluding words on this. Purir prema parakashtha karah vichar alaukika prema chitte lage chamatkar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that, you know, to Nityananda Prabhu for judgment, that purir prema parakashtha karah vichar. Just see the extent of Madhavendra Puri's prema. And alaukika prema chitte lage chamatkar. Just by contemplating on his alaukik uncommon prema, you will experience chamatkar. You will be touched with wonder by meditating on his alaukik pastimes. Parama virakta mauni sarvatra udasin. Gramya varta bhaye dvitiya sangahin. So this was the character of Madhavendra Puri. What was that? Parama virakta, he was supremely detached, mauni, quiet, sarvatra udasin, unaffected by anything of this world. Gramya varta bhaye Sangha, Dvitiya Sangha Vihin. And because he was so fearful of Prajalpa, he would never stay with anyone, he would stay alone. Pragada premer ei sobhava achar, nijadukka vighnadir no kore vichar. This is the standard of love, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. This is the natural result of intense love. Devotee does not consider personal inconvenience impediments. So an intense lover of Krishna does not care for any kind of scarcity, impediment, discomfort and unhappiness. That's the definition of love. To not care for scarcity, impediment, discomfort and unhappiness. And where there is every reason for a relationship to be broken, still that relationship is not broken. That is called love. Like that. So therefore, what were some of the list of problems Madhavendra Puri faced? He had to travel long. He faced hunger. He had a heavy load. Government confiscation, Muslims were attacking, all of this he faced, and there were financial issues also. Aitar gaadh prema loke dekhaite, Gopala tare agya dila chandana anite. To demonstrate and reveal this deep love which Madhavendra Puri had. Aitar gaadh prema loke dekhaite, to demonstrate this, Gopala tare agya dila chandan anite. So therefore, the fragrance of chandan is not experienced till it is crushed. The sweetness of sugarcane juice is not experienced till it is crushed. Right? Sugarcane has juice or not? Yes or no? Yes. So which is tasty? Licking the sugarcane or drinking the juice? So for you to drink the juice, the sugarcane has to go through the crusher. The sugarcane needs to be crushed. So for Krishna to experience the sweetness of our love, meditate on it. So that's the whole idea. That Aitar gaadh preme loke dekhaite, Gopala tare agya dila chandan anite. Bahu parishrame chandana remuna anila, ananda badhila mane dukkhana ganila. So this chapter is very important for us to understand why we have joined ISKCON. All of us want to be happy, right? So Gopal is making Madhavendra Puri very happy. Ananda badhila mane dukkhana ganila. His happiness increased within his heart. He did not experience any distress. Although, bahu parishrame chandana remuna anila. So he did so much of heavy work to bring chandan to remuna. His happiness increased in his heart. And he could not even count his misery. So why the happiness increased? Because he was focused on his intention to please Gopal. So happiness is not a function of what I get or what I do not get. Happiness is a function of how our efforts help please Krishna. How do I help Krishna get pleasure? So that's the parameter of real happiness. Bahu parishrame chandana remuna anila, ananda badhila mane dukkha. Kanaganila. So therefore, when we are focused that my effort is to please Krishna and bring joy to Krishna, the whole experience that I am feeling miserable, tired, this, that, all come because we are doing personal calculation. Pariksha karite gopal koila agyadan, pariksha huila sheshe huila dayavan. In order to test Madhavendra Puri, he gave him this particular order. Pariksha karite gopal koila agya dan. So this word will come many times. Agya dan. Dan means charity. So the instruction which he received, the opportunity to serve which he received, was a great charity. The greatest charity we can receive is an opportunity to serve. Pariksha korite gopal koila agya dan, pariksha hoila sheshe hoila dayavan. After the pariksha was passed, he became very merciful. So therefore, many times we may wonder how long this pariksha is going on. How long will it go for? But the Lord is testing. So without passing the examination, the Lord, cannot be convinced. So therefore, the test is there to be passed. Ei bhakti, bhakta priya Krishna vyavahar, bujiteyo amasabar nahi adhikar. This is the kind of reciprocation between Lord and His devotees. And I cannot understand all these things. Common men do not even have the capacity, he says. And then he says, Eta boli pade prabhu tarakrita shlok. And this was the shloka written by Madhavendra Puri. And ghasite ghasite yaiche malayaja sar. Ganda bade taiche ei shloke ravichar. Just like the chandan fragrance increases by scrubbing, like that this shloka also increases in its meaning. Ei shloka koriyachen Radha Thakurani. So this shloka knew only by Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri. Ai deena dayardrinath he mathura nath kadavalokyase hridayam tvadaloka kataram daita brahmayati kim karomyaham. So this verse was recited by Madhavendra Puri again and again, where Radharani is experiencing separation from Krishna and expressing. So why Madhavendra Puri could understand the meaning of this shloka? Because he also performed service in separation from Gopal. He also experienced suffering in the course of his service. He was willing to tolerate inconvenience and difficulty. To the extent one goes deep, to that extent one gets rewards. If one swims at the surface, one gets fishes. One goes to the bottom of the ocean, one gets pearls. So we have to decide what do we want in our devotional life. So therefore, to the extent one goes through challenges, difficulties and takes responsibilities in Krishna consciousness, to that extent one is given entrance into the nectar of Krishna consciousness. One is allowed to lick the honey. And if one feels that little inconvenience is difficult to my comfort zone and one is unwilling to come out, so one may be in the devotional circle, but one will not experience devotional service. So therefore, one could be sitting in the kitchen all day, but still, it is not a guarantee that one will get food to eat because it may be locked. So therefore, it is important for us to appreciate that the method to enter into the deepest realizations of Krishna consciousness is with our willingness to accept voluntary pain for the pleasure of the Lord. give pain to self and give pleasure to Krishna. That's Madhavendra Puri's life in one line. So to the extent one is feeling that this is the mission of my life, I am willing to experience personal pain in order to give pleasure to Krishna, then one has entered into the mystery of this particular pastime. And if one starts taking every personal pain as a burden, so one will not get opportunity to enter into the deepest secrets. Sa rahasyam tadangam mam grihana gaditam mama. That rahasya, that secret, that combination of that lock will not be revealed. And one will remain rolling on those numbers without knowing what is the exact combination to enter into this mystery. So therefore, this pastime of Madhavendra Puri is very critical for us to understand that Madhavendra Puri, his life was consistent to devotional service. He was totally dedicated to serving Lord Gopal. First, in association of Gopal, and second, in separation from Gopal. Because he was not concerned with his personal pleasure in association or pain in separation. He was only concerned with providing pleasure to Gopal. So if you want to spend a whole lifetime of service in ISKCON without going through ups and downs created by the waves of your mind, you have to establish your priorities very strongly and very clearly. Because only when you fix the true north, then whichever direction you go, you can always be guided in the right direction. So if your true north is what Madhavendra Puri has established, willingness to go through personal pain to give pleasure to Krishna, if that remains your true north, then no power of Maya in this creation can mislead you on any other path. Because wherever you may go, because you are fixed at the right position, you will come back directly to Krishna's lotus feet. So therefore, in all circumstances, one must remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. So I think day after tomorrow, or 21st is this... 20th. 20th? Or 20th? On 20th is Shripad Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day. Okay. So you are planning a festival for Ang Darshan Prabhu and... Yeah, so they are planning a wonderful festival. In where are you having the festival? Oh, in the near Govardhan, which is our Jatipura. We will have Madhavendra Puri's Disappearance Day Festival. So thank you all very much for coming and hearing this pastime of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And we hope that we'll continue our katha sometime. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanandi, Hare Krishna. So now, Rasik Gaurari Prabhu will distribute sweet rice. No? Hare Krishna.